Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is called Benny Stops the Purple Ninjas. See you later, guys, said Benny as he got off the school bus. It was a beautiful day, and school had just ended, and Benny got off the bus. He was excited to go inside and hang out with his spy partner, Leppy the Leopard Gecko. As he walked inside, Leppy met him at the door. Benny, you won't believe what happened.
What happened? Benny said.
You see, we got this secret message from the mayor, and he needs our help.
Benny said, okay, what do we need to do?
The message says that there's purple ninjas that had just come into town last night, and they did something terrible, and the mayor just needs to see you, so hurry, go. I'll stay here. All right, Benny said. So Benny raced down to City Hall to meet with the mayor. Leppy was staying at the house headquarters to help Benny from there. So Benny got to town hall and asked to speak to the mayor, and they let him right in. And the mayor said, Benny, I'm so glad you made it. You see, the purple ninjas came last night and they did something terrible. You see, the purple ninjas, Benny had heard a lot about them, but he'd never met them before. The purple ninjas were known for going to a city and picking one thing that they really wanted and taking all of it from everyone. Oh my gosh, that's bad. Benny said, What did they take this time? The mayor said, you won't believe it. But they took everything from the donut stores. All the donuts. Every single one.
Ah! The donuts!
Benny really liked donuts, so he took this personally. Oh, I can't let those purple ninjas get away with this. We gotta stop them. Thank you, Mayor. I'll get on it right away. So as Benny left, he started to think of all those delicious donuts that he might never be able to eat again. Oh, the cream-filled ones and the sprinkles and the chocolate. Oh, they're so good. Oh, okay. He's got to stop thinking about donuts because that's just not going to help. He needs to focus on finding clues to catch the purple ninjas. All right. The first place, let's go to the donut store. Dun, dun, dun. And so Benny raced down the street to the donut store and walked right in. And sure enough, everything was missing. No donuts there. And he asked the donut cook, Mr. Donut Man, what happened? And the donut man, he was sitting behind the cabinets and sitting on the floor crying. He said, last night, the purple ninjas, they took all my donuts. Benny had never seen an adult, a grown-up, cry about donuts before. It's kind of funny, but he knew donuts were really important, so he said, Mr. Donut Man, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna get your donuts back, but I need to know what happened. And he said, okay. You see, last night was just like a normal night. I locked it up, and then all the donuts went away. Okay, Mr. Donut Man. Okay, I really need you to focus. Please don't cry. Just tell me what happened. And the Donut Man couldn't stop crying, and so he just pointed to a screen over there, and it looked like, oh, there's their security cameras and the video from last night. So I guess the donut man, he couldn't stop crying, and so he just wanted me to watch the video. And so as Benny watched the video,
of the security cameras from last night, he saw, sure enough, oh my gosh, the purple ninjas dropped out of the ceiling. What? There's not even a door. There's not even a... What? How do they come from the ceiling? And they dropped from the ceiling right on all the donuts. They had a donut vacuum. And they sucked them all up into a giant bag. Oh man, I wish I had a donut vacuum. Actually, I wish I had a donut bag full of donuts. Okay, I gotta stop thinking about donuts. Oh, do you ever find it hard to stop thinking about donuts? I definitely do. I like donuts. What's your favorite donut? I love sprinkles on chocolate donuts. Or cream. Anyway, enough about donuts. So, Benny. He looked up at the ceiling, and sure enough, there wasn't a door, but there were purple footprints on the ceiling. What could those be from? Huh. Oh my gosh. The purple footprints went across the whole ceiling over to the window. Oh my gosh. Can purple ninjas climb on the ceiling? Can they do that? What? That's crazy. And so he looked out the window, and sure enough, there was a trail of purple footprints. Should he follow them? Definitely. You got it. So Benny said bye to the donut man, who is still sitting on the floor crying, and raced out the door around to the back of the building where the window was. Sure enough, there was a trail of purple footprints. It's funny. He doesn't remember purple ninjas always leaving purple footprints wherever they go. Huh. Interesting. And so as he followed the footprints all the way into the forest, into a special secret... What is that? He said. Looks like a tree, but the footprints just stop right in front of this giant tree. He got closer, and there was a little hole on the tree, and he kind of looked like a button, so he pushed it, and psst, there was a door on the tree, and it opened. Oh my gosh, I think we're getting closer, said Benny, and he radioed back to Leppy, who is back at HQ, and said, Leppy, I think I found where the purple ninjas are. And Leppy said, Roger that. As Benny walked into the tree, he could smell donuts. He must be getting closer. And there were more purple footprints. What is that? He heard laughing down the stairs. That was a weird laugh. That's not the purple ninjas. Those are the frog man and his team. Looks like the frog. Have you ever heard of the frogmen? Oh man, frogmen. They're dangerous. They like to take things too. And it looks like they painted themselves all in purple to look like the purple ninjas. But that's why they could stick on the ceiling. Yep, it all makes sense. You see, frogmen are just like frogs and have really sticky toes and sticky feet. And they can climb up on walls. Oh my gosh. This I need help for, Benny said. And so he called his spy team, who raced over to that secret tree in the forest. And boom, just like that, they blasted through the door and caught all the frogmen. Yay! The whole town's donuts were saved. Oh my gosh. Benny was so happy to bring a big pile of donuts back to the Donut Man store. My donuts! the donut man said. I miss them so much. What are you...
He's hugging the donuts.
Benny was a little confused and looked around. I think I gotta go. And as he walked out, the donut man was still hugging all of his donuts.
Benny raced back home to see Leppy, and Leppy met him at the door.
Great job, Benny, Leppy said. You saved all the donuts. You know how many people are going to be so happy to have their donuts back?
Well, Benny said, I know two people that are going to be really happy that the donuts are back.
Who?
Leppy said, as Benny pulled out of his bag two delicious donuts.
Are those for us?
Oh, yeah. The end.
Hey, friends, guess what? If you have ever dreamed of making a podcast like me, there's a really easy way. There's a really fun, free app called Anchor. And on your parents' phone or on your iPad, you can create your own podcast for free. Maybe you want to create stories just like Kid Short Stories. And you can even earn money along the way. It's the best, most awesome place to make a podcast. And you can deliver your podcast to all the platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and everywhere. So download Anchor today to get started.
Wow, wasn't that a fun adventure? Well, if you want your own adventure, I want to hear about your ideas. So you can go to kidsshortstories.com to send me your idea and maybe I'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to sign up for our kid shout out. So you put in your name and where you're from, and I would love in an upcoming story to say hi to you and welcome you into the family. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.